World champion ski jumper Sarah Hendrickson underwent successful surgery on her right knee Thursday and will be taking it easy for the next few months. Hendrickson underwent ACL reconstruction and MCL and meniscal repair stemming from an injury sustained during a training jump in Oberstdorf, Germany, August 21st. According to a U.S. Ski Team press release, surgery was performed by U.S. Ski Team physician Dr. Andrew Cooper of Salt Lake City. According to U.S. Ski Team medical director Kyle Wilkins, a full recovery is anticipated, but it's too early to identify a specific recovery window. The medical team, he says, will be working with Hendrickson to ensure the best care while she rehabilitates. In a prepared statement, Hendrickson said, "Life has a crazy way of working out, and this is definitely not the path she had planned for." She says she's determined to make her coaches, family and friends, country and herself proud by working as hard as she can on her recovery. Alan Alborn, head program and development coach for Women's Ski Jumping USA, says Hendrickson has already proven that she can push through a significant injury and rise to the top. Last summer, she had surgery to repair damage to her left knee. She was out for 5 months, but battled back to finish the 2013 World Cup season in second place overall and to win the 2013 World Championships in February. Meanwhile, Olympic gold medalist and four-time overall World Cup champion Lindsey Vonn clicked into her skis for the first time in almost 7 months on Saturday as she attended the first day of a two-week speed team camp in Portilla, Chile. Vonn injured her right knee in February during a crash in the opening race of this year's Alpine World Ski Championships. She was projected to return to snow in November, so is way ahead of schedule as she begins to build toward defending her Olympic downhill gold medal next February. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.